We learn many things from the Amma Sagdoshim. We learn what it means Mesiras Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn about Derech Eretz. We learn about the binyan of an Umma. And the Torah's Makdish, many parshias, to describe the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael, the Amma Sagdoshim. But perhaps it could be said that the greatest legacy that the Avos HaKadoshim has left us is the tefillos which they established. Chazal say, the tefillos Avos Tiknum, that the Avos themselves, they established Shachris Min Chamarif. And every single time we daven, we're connecting, we're attaching ourselves to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. We don't begin a single tefillah without saying Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. According to the Zohar, you can't even walk into shul without saying, making mention of the Avos. He said, "Vani berev chazdecha, Avo beisecha b'schus Avraham, eshtacha v'beheichal kotchecha b'schus Yitzcha, b'yosecha b'schus Yaakov." So the Zohar says that the institution of tefillah and the batei tefillah, that unless a Jew is able to connect to the Avos HaKadoshim in tefillah, then a person is not really being misfiled the way that a Jew is capable of davening. Which tells us a lot about davening, that we really don't know what davening is so much about. That the sugi of tefillah is so deep. It could probably be, if you associate it with your Shemayim, which is very much connected to, tefillah is come out one of the biggest, deepest sugis in all of Torah. And in this Chazal say that tefillah is oimid beruma shalaylam, the tefillah, it stands in the highest places of the other mezazalim, people are mezazal in tefillah. It means that tefillah comes from such a high, exalted place. And the discussion about tefillah is so deep. It's mimamak in krasich Hashem. The tefillah is from the emek. It's from the deepest places. It comes from the deepest places of a Jewish heart. And it comes from the deepest places in the universe. Yep, ne adam is azalimba. This week's parasha we learn Yisoizos of Tefillah from Yitzhak Avinu. As it says in last week's parasha, Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Paseda, the Yitzhak instituted Tefillas Mincha. And in this week's parasha, the Torah tells us, Vayetze Yitzhak Lashem Lanecha Chishta Ki Akarihi Vayase Lashem. And the Zohar Kodesh has many pieces, it's very kedai to see. So many Yisoidis about Tefillah which are learned out here, which can be seen from the Tefillah of Yitzhak Avinu, that we see very clearly in the Torah how Yitzhak was mispala, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his Tefillah. It's a very rare thing. Yet the moment that Yitzhak was mispala, can't say the moment, he davened for a very long time, but the Torah tells us that Yitzhak was davened literally to be Mishanes HaTeva. And part of the teva of tefillah, as the Sfarim say, is that it should be able to be Mishanes HaTeva. It's part of the teva of tefillah. And the Avos HaKadoshim, they created pathways in the heavens that tefillah should go up and to accomplish things which they were able to accomplish with the tefillah. And lulei the fact that a Jew, should he not be chalila mekasher himself with the tefillah of the Avos HaKadoshim, then who knows if our tefillahs would even go up, they would ascend, they would be heard. We take it for granted that we have just the right to come up and to speak in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam as Melech. We realize how much Mesiras Nefesh, how much time was invested by the Avos HaKadoshim that we should be Yoresh, this Inyan, to be able to be Mespalel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we take it for granted. It's not so simple. How many years were invested to create a telephone that you can make a phone call from one end of the world to the next? Nowadays, we pick up a phone, we call Eretz Yisrael, no big deal. But you know how much time was invested, how much history went in to develop the technology for that, the wires to be set up? Thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of hours probably, which is invested in that. And the Avos themselves, they were superhuman, superhuman. They never stopped their avayid of tefillah. This is one of the greatest nachalas which we have from the Avos HaKadoshim, is that the Jew should be able to daven in the way that a Jew knows how to be daven. Rav Shem Shem Pikas, he says, we've quoted this before, Rav Bamberger likes to quote this a lot. That from the fact that the Eskimos have so many different names and terminologies for snow means that it's important to their culture. And the fact that we have so many different expressions of tefillah, we have 10 of them, at least, comes to teach us that a Jew, that the essence of a Jew is that he's a mispalo. That a Jew is a davener. Like David HaMelech says in his Nishmas Yisrael, David says, V'ani tefillah. Now, not only does he say that I daven, he says, I am the essence of tefillah. That he became one with tefillah, that he was so mekushar to the end of tefillah, that he identified himself as a tefillah. And as Chazal say, that the neshama of a Jew from which tefillah comes from never stops davening. L'man yizamer chachava v'lo yidam. That the neshama never stops davening. Which is part of the Eimek of Tefillah, is that a Jew doesn't need to bring himself to daven, he just needs to reveal his neshama, which is already davening. Which is just a Pesach into the Eimek of Tefillah. Can't get to all the specifics of Tefillah. This is not a Tefillah shir. But just to open up our eyes to see that tefillah is something which we take for granted, and there's so much depth to be mispalo to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yet we spend our lives going from tefillah to tefillah to tefillah without ever taking a break of noticing that perhaps we should maybe look into the matter of tefillah. After all, we spend so much of our day davening. He was once told about a certain Rav. Somebody once mentioned about a certain Rav that he's an Adam Gadol. So the Samar Rebbe said, Adam Gadol? He says, let me tell you how I define Adam Gadol. I quoted a Medrash in this week's Parsha, last week's Parsha. Medrash says, it says that Rivka came to see Yitzchak, Vatisa Rivka Seineha Vateres Yitzchak, that she came to see Yitzchak. Amar of Huda, Safas Sheyada Shtucha B'Tfila, she saw that his hands were outspread, were spread out in Tfila. Amar, and she said, Vaday Adam Gadlhu, this must be a great person. Lakach Sha'alalav. So Mefarshim say she didn't just wasn't her derech to ask about men that she saw. So she must have seen something about Yitzchak which caught her eye, and she said, "Wow, this is an amazing guy." Not that he's an amazing guy. This is an Adam Gadolhu because she saw the way he was davening. So the Samar Rebbe said, "My taich of an Adam Gadol is like this Chazal. That an Adam Gadol is a kafi how he davens." It's revolutionary. It's a chazal. Because we're accustomed to thinking that Adam Gadol is somebody who knows Kol HaShas, he's holding a Rav Sugis in Shas. But there was the Tzadik Rov was also the Gadol Ador. It wasn't just the Tzadik Ador. It was also the Gadol Ador. And he was saying, after summing up all of Avodas Hashem, that an Adam Gadol can be detected by the way he davens. As Rabbi Yonah says on the Pasuk in Mishlei, the Pasuk says, Ish kefi mahalaloi. And Rabbi Yonah says, Ish kefi mahalaloi means that a man can be understood according to the way he's mahalal, according to how he davens. And the reason is pashat. Because tefillah is the barometer of a Jew's Yirat Shemayim. As the Pinchas Karetzer writes, on his Sugis in Rosh Hashanah, in Tuf Chavdalit, he writes, Vizehu, he's explaining the tefillah which we say, Havadai Shmai Kein Tilasai. Which is what we say in V'chol Ma'aminim. And he writes, Vizehu Havadai Shmai. According to how much a person is magish, the vados of Hashem Yisbarach, which is how much emunah Jew has. Kain tihilasai, perish kain hu hatfila shel adam v'chein hu mispala. That a Jew davens according to his madrig of emunah. If a Jew really feels that Hashem is listening to his tefillos, then he's going to daven like that. If a Jew really feels that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do anything for him, then he's going to daven like that. If a Jew really feels that Avodas Hashem is nogia to his heart, he's going to daven like that. If a Jew really feels that the Beis HaMikdash and that there's no Beis HaMikdash Chilul Shemayim in the Velt is nogia to him, and he believes that there was once a Beis HaMikdash and there will be a Beis HaMikdash, he's going to daven for that. And he's going to mean it. And if he feels that he needs to have a zivug, or he needs to have children, he needs to have parasa tova, and he knows the one who can help him is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he's going to daven like that. And if he knows even more than that, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who can help him with that, then he's certainly going to daven like that. The Kook writes in this piece, usually Rav Kook, the pieces which we do in Rav Kook, they're usually short and sweet, and we spend a lot of time expounding upon them. But this piece is very straightforward. It's unlike most pieces of Rav Kook in Oras HaKodesh, at least, which are cryptic. This is a piece in Musar Avicha, in the Hakdama and Simin Gimel, where he writes it kipshuto. It's a very easy read. That doesn't take away from the godless of this piece. He writes, Kol zman shelo yilmad la'atzma shetizbaru lai malas nishbas ha'adam ha'malas Yisrael. That until a person learns, he teaches himself, and it becomes clear to him, the maila of the neshama and the maila of Klai Yisrael and the maila of Eretz HaKadosha, how amazing these things are, that ha'yishtoikikus ha'ra'uya l'cholish Yisrael l'binyan ha'mikdash ha'gdudas Yisrael v'sam muslim b'ayinam. And thereby how much one should be mishtaikik, he should be yearning to see the rebuilding of this. Kemat she'efshar lit oim ta'am avoida. It's kemat impossible for a Jew to taste avoidas Hashem. Which means to say, that if a person knows Maseches Klayim, and he knows Maseches Para, and he knows Yevamos backwards and forwards, but he didn't get out of that what it means, Milas Yisrael, Milas Beis HaMikdash, Gedulas HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he doesn't have a taste of Avodas Hashem in what he's doing. He says, Kimachi Efshar Litzayim Tam Avoda. Shaharei, Kevin Shechazal Amru, since Chazal say, Al Pasuk Ula'avda B'chol Lavavchem, Avoda B'Lev Zu Tfila, that since Avodas Hashem is defined by tefillah. Tefillah is literally the paradigm of Avodas Hashem. Im kim ha-tefillah hi b'chinas havayda. That means tefillah is what avayda, the essence of avayda is. Ve'en roi la-avayda kim shiyah b'matzav das yiras Hashem kol kach, ad shiyu inyane ha-tefillah k'rovim al-avayda. Tefillah is not something which can be outside of a person or not relevant to a person. The definition of tefillah is that if it becomes close to a person's heart, if he dahares the Yiras Hashem, which is associated with tefillah. This is a beautiful line. Vim lo yeida malas nafsha. If a Jew doesn't know the preciousness of his neshama, eich yispal beratzon shalem, how can he daven with a true ratzon? V'hagashas chisaron shechaneu Hashem din avin al haskel. If a Jew doesn't realize that he's a neshama, and what it means to be a neshama, and how much the fact that I'm a neshama, how much I'm lacking by not knowing anything. He says, how can the Jew daven properly? Since he doesn't recognize, after not recognizing what it means to be a neshama, that he has everything good for himself. He doesn't know what he's lacking if he doesn't know that he's what there is to know and what there is not to know. The Chazal say, Da kani ma chaser, da le kani ma kani. If a person doesn't have das, then he has nothing. But if he has das, then he has everything. And the ikar das is to know what it means to be a neshama. And as soon as a Jew knows that he's a neshama, everything is at his fingertips. In kein sarech lomoid lahamik at chi yitzur lo bebeir v'yediya shlema, godel chesron l'diyah bin v'haskel. So a person needs to learn and to be mamik until it becomes clear to him, v'yediya shlema, how great of a chisaron it is not to be a bardas. And to daven be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should grant him Chabad Chachma Bina and Das, that Hashem HaTayiv LaYimna Tuvay LaHochim Etamim, and Hashem will not hold it back for you when he sees your intent, when he sees that you're pure, when he sees that you really want it, he gives it. Hashem doesn't not want to give Chalila, he wants to give. But he wants to see that the Jew wants to see that it's no gaya to you. But the first thing to know, the first step in Yiras Shamayim and Avodas Hashem, is that I need to know that I'm an neshama, and as soon as that becomes clear to me, woe unto me. Oily. What it means to be a neshama and how far I am from being a neshama, which is to have chachma, bina, and das. And now on to the next thing. Vim lo yeida malas Yisrael. And if he doesn't know what it means, how great it is to be Jew, and the greatness of Klal Yisrael, ech yispalu b'leiv shalom al gulasa. How could you expect yourself to daven when you say in Shemona Esrei, when you say es samach David meheret tatzmiach, if you don't know what geula means? If you don't know what it means that a Jew is in Golos, shevade ina kavana haritzu b'tfilas brichas goyel yisaraka machavei nafshay. When you say goyel yisar, doesn't just mean on your own personal problems. Shemargish mitzad atzmai mo'ol me'ol haGolos, what the Golos has done to you. Kinen abrocha made sharetzam amaylas Yisrael kedushasam. It's talking about everybody in Klal Yisrael. Vim lo yaske amaylas haaretz akdoishas kedushas kedushasam. If a Jew doesn't realize what it means, Eretz Yisrael, ech yispal bin Yerushalayim. These brachas are like foreign to us. You see from the nusach of tefillah that the tefillah was kavua for people who are bar mala, that they're for bali das. There's so many brachas that when we come to the Mishmon Esrei, it's like space out time. Like once you get past that part where you daven for panasa, you have to daven for shoiftim. Shoiftim, what is this thing about davening for shoiftim? It's so weird to us. And for the lamal shinim, and for the tzaddikim and then bin Yerushalayim, the whole middle part of davening, if it was cut out, they wouldn't mind. We wouldn't mind, maybe. But there's not no get us. Why not? Because we're not bali das. And that's perhaps also why we start with atachen adon das. We should have das to know what tefillah means. We should have enough das to make it through the tefillah that we shouldn't. That we should be able to stick to it. And to be mispalo mekiras nafsha. The hatfila he dafka mekiras alev. As the Gemara says, that the tefillah comes from the Kiris Halev. Kishemagishu chaser b'davar. It's hard to daven for something if you feel like you're not lacking it. But the whole point of Das, as we're still in Galus, is that we should understand what it means not to have a Beis HaMikdash, what it means to have Chilul Shamayim in the world. How deficient we are when we don't have Chachma, Bina, and Das. And this is where he writes what we echoed before. Hinei ha-tfila hi bedika gedoyla la'adam. Bedika is an amazing way for a person to check in with himself. If my ratzonas are in line with the ratzon of the Borei Olam, if I'm kar of lasas ratzonik ratzon karna. We don't have time to get into the oimik of tefillah. Rav Kook has many makdish, many pieces about the oimik of tefillah. But tefillah is not just about requests; it's about a person fashioning and shaping and revealing that his real ratzon is to do the ratzon Hashem. But tefillah is a barometer, a spiritual barometer for us to be able to judge and to see where are we holding. If I come to davening and from the moment I put on my tefillin, I'm looking forward to taking them off, there's a problem with that. A Jew should feel very comfortable when he comes to daven and shul. Chazal say that tefillah is called ha-koyvei ha-malkum le-tefillah, so he should feel comfortable in the Beis Medrash. He should feel comfortable in the shul. So when he comes to shul, he should feel like David HaMelech said, shift to Beis Hashem, Koy Mechayai, Halavai, should be able to stay here the entire time, the whole day today. That when a Jew opens up to Tehillim, it shouldn't feel like it's foreign to him. He should feel comfortable in front of the Sefer Tehillim. He said, the tefillahs of David HaMelech were kaveil for all generations, that every single tzar is nechol in Sefer Tehillim. Every single Jew David HaMelech saw in Sefer Tehillim. A Jew should open up Sefer Tehillim, he should say about it, this is my Sefer. So a person therefore has to be very careful that he shouldn't just do whatever he feels like he wants to do. That although a person, of course he can eat all food which is kosher, as long as he follows halacha, Rav Kook says, but you have to be careful. Rav Kook says that if you eat and you eat until you're full and you eat delicacies and you live a life, the restaurant life, and you feel that you're not lacking anything, so how are you going to feel that the things which you're really supposed to feel that you're lacking, that you're actually lacking them? It's an amazing perspective that if a person allows himself to become an ish chamri, that he's always satiating himself. I'm not talking about pishas here. We're talking just about how much a person connects himself to Gashmias. That if a person is connected to Gashmias and he allows the Gashmias to feel his void, that he won't feel the spiritual void which a Jew is supposed to feel in this world. That he's not going to feel that he's not lacking, that he's lacking the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. He's not going to feel his chesronis, that he's not a bardas. Because as long as the bayich and the guf feel satiated, he's not going to hear the neshama saying, oh, I'm mamish in shambles. And then Rav Kook says, "V'im kem yoiva tfilasai shiklal golav avayda." How can you daven if you feel everything is going good? How can you daven after having a steak and then eating and having a gewaldig dessert? How can he daven like that? He came in shemisnachim b'mashayesh lo lecho v'lesava. That since he finds nechama in the food which he's eating, that this is a part during the day where a person that he feels that this is the pleasure of his day. I'm speaking for myself, for sure. That if a Jew feels that when he comes to eat, and he feels like he was waiting for this moment, and now it feels like it's giving him chizuk that he can go on. I don't mean physical strength. I mean like the emotional, the psychological strength. How can he daven alinu the shabeach and alkin akave? She's sukkah and alabamachu shadev and alinu mikaris and mashayim yiftu and love his brach. He's not lacking anything. These things are no gate to him. He's talking about wiping out the rishayim and kiddushim shemayim, and he's not even paying attention to what he's saying. Because he's not margishin on the day to day level that this ep is something missing in this world. That's why Chazal say, you can't daven shachris if you eat beforehand. It's asar to be mispalal al sheyispalal al dimcha. You can't eat before davening, because how can you daven if you're eating before? You don't feel like you're lacking anything. Of course you can have a coffee, a tea, it gives you yushev adas to be able to daven, that's why you can have these things. What do the Elilim do? They not do anything to me. I eat whatever I want, I do whatever I want. And if a person has his mitzayir in himself that he has this taiva, that he considers himself a baal taiva for physical things, and day in, day out, he's eating and he's satiating himself, that he's fulfilling his taiva day in, day out. This guy's not, he's not lacking anything. A person needs to be machazik himself. And this is the first chachma, to find an eitzah for himself. And Hashem, who in His kindness and His racham, who wants us to become perfect. This is His own covenant in His tiferes. We should be mispalled Him that He should guide us. We should know what He wants from us. How to walk in His ways. And this too, Rabbi Isai, is also part of the Emek of Tila. Part of the Emek of Tila is to know what to be mispalo for. The Zohar says, Sheru said the boy Barnash, Lemisha Leminda, Bemalin de Mari begin Lemisi Tiufta Legabe. The Zohar says the first thing a Jew needs to daven for is to know how to serve a Kaddish Baruch. That's why we say, Atachayin Adam Das. And then we talk about tshuva. The first thing that a Jew needs to daven is for the Siyata Dishmaya, to know how it is that Hashem wants to be served. And as the Sfarim say, to daven for Siyata Dishmaya and tefillah itself. Because tefillah is mamish beruma shalaylam, and it goes to the deepest depths of the world. It's mamish, one of the biggest sugas in Shas. Even just in halacha, take a look at how many simanim there are in halachas tefillah. Many more than in halachas nida. Because this is the nekuda of the nishmas Yisrael. It's the nekuda of Yerushalayim. It's the bedika gedayla for a person. Like the Ben Ish Chai says, and we've mentioned it before, that if you take Adam and you make a milui of the word Adam, which means you spell out the Aleph is Lamed Pei, and then you spell out the Dalid, which is Lamed Tuf, and you spell out the Mem, which is another Mem, it spells the word Mispalo. that the milui of an adam is to be a mispala. Milui is gematria avoida. That the avoida of a Jew is that he's a mispala. And in fact, the Zohar says, different than the Chazal's Lashon. Chazal's Lashon is avoida sheba lev zu tfila. The Zohar's Lashon is ein avoida ela tfila. There is no avoida other than tfila. Like we say, ki karav elecha hadavim ma'ed beficha el vavavcha la'asaysa. Even with derech remez, we say, karav elecha hadavim ma'ed. Which is a remez to tefillah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us. So ma'ed is the word adam. Karav elecha hadavim is mispalo. Gmatcha mispalo. So again, you have here, adam b'miluah. Adam is spala, is gmachia, karav elecha hadavar ma'ayt. As it says, b'fich rov avav chalas ha'isa. It's a vayda shebepeh, it's an vayda shebelev. We just take a look at the seder at tefillah. Then you go from the korbanos in the beginning, and you go into the zmiros, and from the zmiros you go into... You go into Yotzei Or and to Shema and to Shmona Esrei, and you go all the way up and you have to come all the way down. There's a whole Seder in Pnimis HaTorah. That when you get into the Pnimis HaTorah, this Kemat, everything revolves around Tefillah. That almost the entire integration of the secrets of Torah, they all go into the Davening. That the Davening is the place where you find the greatest Oimek in Avodas Hashem. You can have two people standing in the same room davening, and one is davening one way, and in comparison to the other person, it's kima like the other person is not davening at all. Like it says in this week's parasha, Chazal say Yitzchak was davening in one corner, and Rivka was davening in the other corner. You can have two people davening in the same room, and the kimat, you can't even see that one is doing the same thing as the next. It's a dikim of different ways of davening. Some would daven with tremendous hispilas and behislavas, like the Baditchever, like a Tzihar Shemirinov. Tzihar Shemirinov, where he was Yartzeh, was the other day. He would run up and down and he would grab people. He would grab them as he ran back and forth in Meis Medrash and drag them on the floor. He was mamish in such a spashtus agashmis, he didn't know what he was doing. If you take a look in the works of the Baal Shem, how tefillah is supposed to bring a person to a state that literally he's like not a goof anymore. It's like he takes off his goof, it's like a levush, he hangs it up, he's in a shama for the time that he davens, he's kamat. Like the Naimah Levah says, you're in the Olam HaTzal Yonah when you daven. Of course, we're not on that madriga, but it just gives us, and it shows us what it means, Berumo Shel Olam. Literally, Berumo Shel Olam. They understood the Gemara, Mamish Kepshut of the Tzedekah. That it takes a Jew all the way up and then it brings them all the way back down. So therefore, during this time of year where we're reading these parshas about the Avos HaKadoshim, the tremendous gift, the tremendous nachla lanetzach that the Avos have given us is Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. We just don't see it that way. We just see it as a duty. But it's mamash matana that the Avos were yoyrish to us. It's a nachla that we have as children of Am Yitzchak and Yaakov to have this chus. As a nachlan, as a Yerusha, to be able to come before Kadosh Baruch Hu to daven. As the Torah says, Mi goy gadol asher lo elohim krovim elav. Kashem elokinu b'chol karein elav. That the goyim say about the Jewish people, is there a great nation like this that whenever we call out to Hashem, He answers us? That they look at the zchus that we have to mispalel and they say, what a great nation this is. That it's the hallmark of the godless of Klal Yisrael. It's our greatest tiferes and shevach and kavod. And we don't appreciate it. But the Ari HaKadosh says, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, that if in earlier generations Chazal say Talmud Torah keneged kulam, in the later generations before Mashiach, tefillah is the ikar mitzvah. What that means is that tefillah was always a way for a year to be able to have parnasa and to have health. But that we should recognize that even to reach any madrigas, like we said before, that a Jew should at least, that he should know how to serve Hashem. That he should know how to serve Hashem, how Hashem wants to be served, and to do it with chachma, bina, and das, and to do it efficiently, and to do it ba'emek halev, and to serve Hashem every way which he wants to serve him. That too comes from tefillah. As Rav Nachman says, in Likutei Moran, in Tinyana Kufir Aleph, that someone once asked him about his karvus l'Hashem Yisbarach, and Rav Nachman said, he said, go learn. He said, learn Torah. And so he said, I don't know how to learn. So he said to him, Ayidei tefillah yecholon lavo l'kol. To tefillah you can come to everything. L'kol tov. The Torah v'aveda or l'chol ha-kedushos or l'chol ha-avodos or l'chol ha-tovos shebechol ha-olamos. That tefillah is the Pesach befrat on this generation to achieve anything and everything, all madrigas in Avodas Hashem. Hashem should help us that as children of the Avos HaKadoshim, we spend so much time during the Yom and the Roim davening. Rosh Hashanah we davened, Yom Kippur we davened, Sukkot we davened. We're makdish so much time at the beginning of the year that we should make a year of davening. We should know how to be makdish davening. To daven mitach yira, mitach ava, mitach simcha, and not during the month of Cheshvan. We're riding off of that inspiration. Now we're coming to the month of Kislev, to Chanukah. Coming back to be able to say halal again day after day. Ishkafi mahalalai. It was once again tell from the halal on Chanukah, which is mamash halal. Chanukah is able to restore that nekuda of the Yom HaNaraim, that simcha, that nekuda of tefillah within each and every one of us. The nekuda of tefillah within the Jew is opened up through the midst of the Chanukah. So as we approach that time of year, and even now as we walk together with Avos HaKadoshim, Tfilos Avos Tiknam, and that's the great Nachla which is given us, that Hashem should help us, that He should give us that Pshichas Alev, be able to emek Mekirus Alev, Me'emek Alev, to have a Hiskashus to what it means, Tfilos Berumah Shel Olam. With that, we should be Zechasun to see the Kiyum of the Navi, V'havi Yisim El HaKadosh, V'yisim Achdom, V'yis V'lasi, כי ואיסי בספילה יקר יחל העם וביוס כל צדק מהר ומנו עמי.
Right, like it's that the Satan knows how to get to us. So he says that Hashem helps us create. Hashem is called Hashem Uri. Right, so Hashem helps us to get that Pesach through it. He says on one condition that you call it Hashem Be'emes. So he says like for a whole paragraph, have to talk to Emes. You have to talk to Emes. So what does it mean to talk to Emes? Like, we're not talking to Emes when...
That's
is
true.
It that you should be in the middle of Philly, you should talk? Your own words also?
No, it just means that whatever we say in front of Hashem should be very natural. Extremely natural. Natural means, like, without putting on any show for Hashem. But we know that Hashem knows exactly who we are. To be as truthful, it means like as truthful to who we are as possible. What it means to say that not to daven for our madrigas which are higher than ourselves, so to be like to speak to Hashem and from exactly where we are. If a person feels like he's not a madriga to daven for galus hashchina, then you know don't be makdish, you know, all of your sicha with Hashem about galus hashchina. If that's not what you're holding, that it should be as natural and self flowing as possible in speaking to Hashem. That's what it means by Emek Alev, to be as natural as possible in Tfilah.
What's another thing about this week? That how important, I feel like, again, we said before that, we said this two or three times, that like, by the Tzadik and like the Tzadik cards, I think, like, he looks, no, the thing is, and said from when he finished Shachar, he's always looking forward to Shachar the next day. And so you said before that Achan is much easier. So is that the Indian that just stam on our level, like the palace and tefillin, obviously connected to tefillah, how important, like, that we should take our time in. So, like, you know, like when people like rush through the palace and tefillin, that's already throwing away, please be throwing away tefillah.
It's an important part of davening. Appreciate what it means to put on a palace, put on Shema Sakdesha.
Right. This is part of what you've been saying the last couple weeks, that Hashem speak davens for you. So that means that the main thing then is to making yourself for them.
That's the tzaddik and makdish time for davening. Is to get to that nekuda that the Shechina would daven for them, and then that was already like, that's what they prepared for. Reveal the nekuda that Hashem davens within themselves, which means that they should bring out. I'll pshat out what that means, that to bring out my neshama, because the neshama is always davening, and the neshama knows best how to daven. So they had a way in tefillah that they would reveal their neshama, and as soon as they were able to reveal their neshama, which is called the spashas hakashmias, then neshama takes over. And that's the ikar nachas that Hashem has. Tefillah's answer right away. So it's like, man, it's such an oimek. It feels is from the deepest sugis. How to daven it? If a Jew opens up a sefer, the Baal Shem Tov on tefillah, it looks like it doesn't even look like it's davening. It doesn't even look like davening. Different eights, as he talks about going into the letters, finding the or inside the letters, and the letters will daven for you. And there's alamos, and there's alokus, and there's neshamos, and how this plays a role in davening. Mamish, I didn't even know. I don't even know. It looked like a foreign territory.
I think in the Amunat Tefillah, the Baal Shem says, like, it's a peloton that doesn't die after every word he says it to.
I told you from Rav Uri, the Straf from Stralisk. He would say goodbye to his wife for every Shachris. He would say, I don't know if I'm going to see you again. I'm doubting Shachris now. If it'll come back, everything should take care of the kids and everything should go. Every day for Shachris, he would say it's from the Shalom Bubar. He didn't know. Mamash didn't know.
Are there mice with Tzadikim and Mamash, like, died during davening?
I'm sure there are. I don't mean, it doesn't ring a bell, but the Chimcha from Zachar, he davened. He died during Shachar this time. He got so entranced in the Vekas that they lost him. The Mamash, they couldn't. They had to stop him many times. One time they saw that he was losing it, and they came, and they didn't get their time, and he was gone. He was gone.
Huh?
Yeah. It's other tzaddikim. Yeah, they have to stop themselves. It's kaseidah by tzaddikim. They have to do things that they shouldn't have. It shouldn't be taken away. But it's happened that tzaddikim have died that way.
So that's like
a Rav Kiva's remember. I mean, fly across this man.
You said it by time.
Rav Kiva would put his feet together in Shmoneh Esrei. He would get so bislavis. He would hop around. He would hop around the
But not, no, with Tzvi Hoshoze, he would take people like this and he would march with them across the Spanish and drag them on the floor and... Mamash is Pashto Sagashma. Tzvi Hoshimimanov, he overheard of his two people who were learning, they were holding in a sugya in Zoya and Kabbalah. And they were Kisiyari, and they had a shayla they didn't know, so they turned to Tzvi Hirsch, and he didn't think he knew how to learn. Even the Devi Chaim said about Tzvi Hirsch that he was a big chiddush, that most of the gedolim, almost all the gedolim, that became gedolim because of the limud haTorah, Tzvi Hirsch became a gadol mamish to Yerushalayim. Mamish to Yerushalayim. Talk a whole thing about Tzvi Hirsch from now. This year there was no Yerushalayim of Tzvi Hirsch from another because there was no Lamed Cheshvan this year. So it was only Cheftes. It wasn't a 2-day or Shredish this year. So we skipped his Yartzeit, but it's Lamed Cheshvan. Jumped over. But anyways, so he was once sitting with two people, and they were learning a sugi in Kabbalah, and they had it was Shver, they didn't know Pshat. So they said to him, should we ask him, should we not ask him? Probably doesn't know. So they asked him, and he closed his eyes, and he thought, and then he told him most gevaldik teres in the shayla of the head. So they said to him, like, did you ever learn this before? Did you ever learn this? He said, yeah. He said, I learned this before. I learned all of Eitz Chaim and I learned all of Kisveri. He said, I was mispalel to Kadosh Baruch Hu that I should forget all of it except that which is Nogeyat Tefillah. It's the only thing I wanted to remember. What is Nogeyat Tefillah? Big deep depth in what he meant by that. It's what that means. Why should you forget it? Except I was getting there. So anyway, but you see that the only thing he wanted it for was that he should know how to daven. Only thing should help the davening. Everything else, so you have to daven to Hashem at that time that he should know pshat. So, but yeah, I learned it before. I chose not to remember.
Because you said earlier, Strelitz, I heard a nice just from a Weimar just now. I think it's from a Weimar. He said that. Strauss, because all his chassidim were like dirt poor, right? Like mamish poor, like nothing. And like he never davened for never gash either. Like that was his thing, never ever. So there was a gvir who came one time who said, like, listen, you know, just tell me who and I'll support everyone. I'll support everyone here. Like no. And he's like it's what you're doing is you should go to jail for this. Your mom is terrorizing them. They have nothing. What's wrong with you? He's like, I'm telling you, you don't want to give them anything. He's like, no, I'll support the whole place. He's like, let me show you why. He's like, okay, show me. So he called over one of the chassidim over, and he called him over and he said to him, he's like, Moshla, right now it's an ace ratzon. Get down for whatever you want. You have no money. Get down for all pnas in the world. Ace ratzon right now for 30 seconds. What do you want? Close his eyes. He said, Hashem, please help me zilchah daven baruch shamar like the Rebbe daven baruch shamar. And he says to the Gavir, he's like, now you see why I don't want to give them any gashmis. He's like, the one thing you daven for, kavan in baruch shamar.
See this piece in his cook is like such a shtaplas aleve. It's not just like, yeah. It's not a regular piece. It's like a tefillah. This piece is a tefillah. He's davening to Klai. He's davening to Hashem. He's begging Klai Yisrael. Not like a regular piece in his cook.
By the Rav Shitzer, what was the main there? Tefillah or Torah? Did he have like one of like the acre?
Yeah. I mean, Derech, the main Indian in Rav Shitzer to see this is the Shema.
Right.
In the Levada, the Shema. Yes, it's the Levada. It was really hard to daven like that, how to learn like that, how to be chesed like that. That was like the main. And by some chesedus, the limud haTorah was like a ger. You know, the Marashi Tosfos is like, you know, the ikar chesedus of it. By some chesedus, it's tefillah. Tefillah, the main.
like even that, like just like with what the Rebbe told us before about the eruptions, so like they're all like dayanim and big people there. They were all their master how strong their tefillah was, like that.
Part of it. Had much to do with like they were they managed the held of the kalim, kalim, they strong kalim at once. Tefillah is a lifetime. Is a lifetime avoda. Tefillah lekel chayoy. Doesn't know what it says. It just means that it's my life. It's a lifetime avoda. Person is always developing tefillah, growing in tefillah. It's ain saif. Tefillah is mamash avoda. It's ain saif. But that's part of the chachma, is to know that davening is. Is not something which we're trained to think. We're taught to think that davening is just, you know, you ask Hashem, and you know, you learn what to daven for second, third, fourth grade, and then that's it. People don't even think about davening anymore. The only thing you want to know is halacha, but that's like the bare bones of davening. After that, it's just the beginning of davening. Ein saif. After that, it's ein saif. But it's a chaval. You see 50, 60, 70-year-olds the whole life, the davening like they were 4 years old. There's no difference. They never change the way that they daven. And therefore, davening is a schlep to them. Because they were never growing in davening. It's like, to them, it's what you do when you're five. It's what kids do. It doesn't always have to be developing davening, learning about davening. I don't mean like learning like the pshatim and what the words mean. That's not what it is. The mahus of davening, the essence of davening, the godless of tefillah, closeness that a Jew has to tefillah. What it means to be in a shama davening.
Which Sfarim would Rebbe suggest?
Zayar.
Well, there's Zayar with it?
But Wolfson has a very nice sefer called Vani Tzvila. Very nice. This time it's all over the Chassidish Sfarim. Naim Ali Malach. They speak about Tzvila all the time. The Ba'ashem Tov, the Omen HaTzvila, and Parshas Noach. Ba'ashem Tov HaTzayar. They all talk about it. All the nowadays they all have matechos. All the Sfarim have matechos. You can find with Kedusha Slavery all over the place. What he says about them. Sfarim talk about tefillah. The Chassidim made a big union about tefillah. They were megalah the oimek of tefillah. Because really, until the Chassidim came, you only really, unless you're a mekubal, you really didn't know much about davening. It was either like the pshutei am how they daven, and then there was like how mekubalim daven, which is like they saw the olamos in davening. But the Chassidim made it that they brought down the olamos and like the emek of tefillah even to simple Jews, and they appreciated the tzimus of the simple Jews, and they encouraged them and they taught them that the tzimus that they daven is mamish so precious. Before that, people thought that davening was nothing to Hashem. No. They saw, you know, mukubal and they know how to daven, and if you daven according to the halacha, but they didn't appreciate the emek of lev that's the ikar davening, and Chassidim really brought that out. And then they took the world of the Mekubalim, and they said, and this is what the Tzvi Hirsch meant, that I only wanted to know all the Kabbalah so that I can strengthen my team as a davening. There's a whole in there. So. It should just be zeichet to go from Michael Chayel and davening every day. It should be a lifelong pursuit of being able to daven the way that an Hashem should daven.
You're saying it's hard to go spiritually if you're full physically. So like you're davening a lot, you're full physically, Baruch Hu and Shema and everything. So essentially, what we're saying is we do want to be full. We don't want to be like Maleh Shalem. We don't want to be like close to 100%. Then.
What do you mean? The gashmi shouldn't fill our tank. Meaning that we should have everything which we need to be healthy. We should be, because we can't learn if we don't have basic, if we don't have our needs, if we're not taken care of.
But you don't want full.
We don't want it to be that we see the gashmi as being what fills my, what makes me happy. It should be what allows me to make it through this world. That a person should be bishavadah. Like he should have a home. He should have the parnasa which he needs in order that he shouldn't feel the difficulties in those things. That he should have yisavadah to daven, shavadah to lentayin, shavadah to do chesed. But it shouldn't fill our tanks. We shouldn't feel like that we're living for these things. person has to know like what's called chayim and what's not called chayim. That avodas Hashem should be my chayim, and the gashmi should just be what allows me to live. That's a means. It's a means to an end. And you can use those means for an end also. A person can use his gashmis to do chesed and do tzedakah. But again, that's a person using those things for a higher tachlis. But a person has to know what place it has in my life. It's not a perspective. It doesn't just mean literally filling the stomach. You know, a person can eat a good meal. He should feel full. Shouldn't have to be, you know, have precious and like you should only eat a half a stomach, not a full stomach. But a person, it should be like that after a person eats. It's not like, you know, it was a big accomplishment today. Yeah, I was looking forward to this cheesecake all day. Yeah. It should be like, okay, now I'm eating, you know, my needs are taken care of, Baruch Hashem. I'm grateful that I have what I need. I'm nourished. And now I can go do life, spend my time taking care of what life is really about. So when he comes and sits in front of a sefer, he feels comfortable. He says, yeah, this is where a Jew's supposed to be, right here, in front of the sefer. Okay, so have a great Shabbos. Yeah. Good for that.